Welcome to the Casual Temple Podcast, episode 24, and I'm your host, Marilee Duffy. At the Casual Temple, our mission is to discover our connection to the unseen world of spirit and how that empowers us to know our true selves. But before we start, a little favor, please follow or subscribe and hit that heart-shaped like button on your favorite podcast platform. Today, our guest is the one and only Paul Randolph Newell. Paul is a consultant, a guide, a teacher, and the author of the book, Heal Thy Man Method. Paul's all about life rhythms, conscious language, and tuning into your inner voice. His goal is to create a tribe of men who are driven by purpose and vibrate authentically in mind, body, and spirit. We dive deep into topics like self-reflection and personal growth. He also talks about energy and frequency, transformation, and rewiring your thoughts. Find out how sparking curiosity within ourselves is the key to our life's purpose. So stay tuned to the Casual Temple Podcast, where the everyday is a magical day. Welcome to the Casual Temple. This week, we're joined by Paul Randolph Newell. Paul has many talents. He's a consultant, guide, teacher, and the author of the book, Heal Thy Man Method. You can also find him hosting the Heal Thy Man Method. Heal Thy Man Podcast. Paul shares his wisdom and inspiration on his YouTube channels, Paul Newell Guides, where he shares very thought-provoking, inspiring content, and then More Than Black or White Health Podcast, where he and his co-host Brian unravel the secrets to a vibrant and balanced life. Paul, it's such a pleasure to have you here at the Casual Temple.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you for the invite. I'm excited.
Yes.
For this combo.
Oh, thank you. Me too. Yeah. And I chatted a little bit before, I loved your video. I happened upon it. I think you had just ended a live stream, and it was like the rhythms of life and navigating change with conscious language. And it's about all kinds of stuff that I'm super into, which is like kind of, you know, like what you say is kind of like casting like a magical spell of your and shaping your reality and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, so cool. And then you had another one that was cool that I watched immediately after. I think it's called Active Listening to Your Inner Voice. It was just really good.
That was a fun one.
it was so good. Yeah, so all your content is great, like very positive. You put them in nice digestible chunks, and like, yeah, I really love it. So thank you.
That's awesome feedback. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. I was so happy to get your note when you said that. I said, that's cool. Someone's, you know, because I put it out there.
I'm like, I know.
Here's it.
Right. You know?
And it's really cool how everything aligns. That was really cool. Really cool.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. My pleasure. We kind of
get into stuff here.
So
right. And I just want to make sure I pronounce your name. Is it Marilee?
Yeah, it's Marilee, just like Marilee. Yeah.
Nice. All right, fresh.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So we generally tend to start so folks can kind of get an idea from where you're coming from. Was there a pivotal moment in your life that shaped who you are and all the wonderful things that you're doing today?
I know you gave me a heads up on the question, and I'm like, I just blanked. But
no worries.
No, you know what it was? It was choosing between a couple different instances. Mm. One was like the childhood one, like I was four, like, you know, parents got separated. I didn't know what to do, what happened.
Yeah.
But really the event was the day my divorce got finalized. That was bananas for me, Marilee, because it was like I entered a whole other realm, because I'd gotten divorced and I had been living this part of myself that said I'm supposed to get married. I had a kid. I had literally the house on the corner with the fence. It was wood stained. It wasn't white, but it was wood stained and stuff. So I had all that.
Wow.
And it didn't work. It was failing to work for me. And I left.
Mm.
And it was like a lot, even through the divorce process, a lot of the things like I was working through and the anger and stuff, it was like it had all come to this final moment where I remember walking outside of the courthouse and I was just like, what do I do now? It was like rebuilding a life from scratch with like, it wasn't even like I was a newborn and I had a blank slate. I was like, oh, junk, I got all this stuff. Oh man. Like, it wasn't like I was a free clean slate. So it was really it, that was the point for me. That was the point that really changed things, shifted it.
Yeah, definitely. That's such a, I loved how you explained that, because it's just like, yeah, who are you at this point? Like, who?
Yeah, it's that's one of the reasons I love doing what I do and working with men, and especially working with people that go through life change, because if they're anything like me, I thought that it was like the story's supposed to end a certain way. And when the story failed to end like how I thought it was supposed to, I was like a little kid throwing a temper tantrum, an adult version, like, instead of like just throwing my hands all over this place and rolling against the ground, I go to a bar and get banged up drunk. It was just like it was a very interesting time for years after that.
So what would you say, like, so you had this experience, so, and then you're trying to figure out what to do next. Like, what, like, was there something that, like a book that you saw, or, something that made you go, maybe I'll try that,
It was a couple of them. It was the Four Agreements at the time. I'm trying to think of the name of the book, but it was like Leadership and Self Tactics. But basically what it was a book about how we perceive our situations. So it was timely that I read that book and that it was suggested to me, because it had me really settle into like, well, what how am I seeing this? You know what I mean? It was like that book, and there's another book that's escaping me. It'll come to me. It was like I know it was those two books, and I'm thinking like what book that's coming to mind is Outwitting the Devil, like around that time. Yeah, it actually was, because I remember that's when I was it talked about something called a hypnotic rhythm, and it talked about the ways that we distract ourselves, and that we in our hypnotic rhythm is like being on task, like focusing, like I'm like so focused and drawn into my my intention is that I'm in a rhythm, like there's nothing that's going to take me off of my game, and it can go either way. So I remember when I read that at the time, that was a very interesting thing for me. I was like, oh man, so I wonder if I can put my mindset on getting the hell out of this, because this sucks. It really sucks. You know what I mean? I was like, this is horrible. Oh my God. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, I've never heard of that book. It sounds really, I like how you kind of encapsulated that. It's just like you can either be sort of in a hypnotic, or hypnotic state of doing what you want to do, or you're in some other like something else.
Exactly,
Very
exactly.
cool.
And I needed that at the time, because I was struggling. Like I was having suicidal thoughts. Like I was like, why am I here? Like I was like, it was rough. It was rough.
Well, I'm glad you found that, and you're here, and that's wonderful. So
Made it. Yeah,
yes, you
me
made
too.
it.
Yeah, I'm
Oh.
so happy I'm so happy I came through.
Yeah, and I know I saw, I think one of your, like, I've seen quite a few of your videos, and I think you had mentioned that you liked Napoleon Hill too. And I know there's a lot of really good similar type of things in his writings and that kind of stuff too.
Napoleon Hill is Have you ever read Think and Grow Rich?
Yes, I have read, or actually, I have the audiobook. I listened to the audiobook.
Oh, that's
Very
even
good.
better. Oh, that's even better. I like the audio. Like I just started getting into audiobooks, right? So it's like I'm listening to them. I'm like, oh, this is nice. So I can be in the car, and then like if I want to get the book, I can read, I can listen along and read, and then like take notes and things. But yeah, that's such a great book on so many levels. So many levels. It's like for people that are listening, if you have yet to read it, please do read it. Like audiobook, it's a game changer.
Yeah, it's really good. It has a lot. Now I know, like, you say what the title is, and then people are like, "Oh, that sounds really materialistic," and blah 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 blah. I'm like, okay, come on. Yeah, there's that part of it, but there's like the foundations of it is like very applicable to so many things in your life. Like, yeah.
And I have to tell you, Marilee, that was my freaking first reaction when I heard about the book. I was like, man, because I had such money shadow. I was like a black kid growing up in an affluent white town, like living in an apartment with all my siblings and stuff, and going to these houses like, hello, 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 hello. You know what I mean? Like, this place is huge. Yeah, so I had a lot of money shadow. So when I first heard about the book, I was like, man. Then he was like, read it. Like, just like how you just described, he was like, there's so much more in there. And really, like, thinking back, I mean, this book was written in like the 1910s, 1920s, or something like this. So, like, riches to them was so much more. It was like influence. It was land. It was enterprise. It was more than a dollar bill. It was like ideas, having riches and ideas and so many different things, and how we harness all this. That was the thing that really got me about the book. Like he was, and that's the key to abundance, right? And that's the key to quote unquote riches, is being able to take all of our skills, stay focused, be free of distractions, and really hunker down and get what you want. Like it's an energetic piece.
Oh, beautifully explained. Yeah.
Thank
Everybody listen to Paul on
you.
like why Think and Grow Rich is wonderful, because it's like perfect.
Listen, I'm telling you, it's a. Everyone's like, "Hey, you have some books to recommend?" I was like, "Yup, Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, and Seven Spiritual, yeah, Seven Spiritual Laws, and The Power Path, and also The Four Agreements."
Nice.
Oh, I'm gonna take off one. I'm going to take off The Power Path. I'm going to put Heal Thy Man Method. I got to
Oh,
put my
that's
book up there.
right.
I got to put my book up there.
Yes,
I'm
of
stepping
course.
into like accepting that I actually wrote this.
Yeah, it's a
So,
big deal.
yeah, it's cool. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I'm glad you put your work out there. It's so much hard work, and like, yeah, I'm glad you put your ideas together. So that's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So in addition to sort of like books that you read, were there any did you have any support or guidance along your path, or
I love this question. I had a good amount of guides, seen and unseen. So people may be like, "What?" But I think you already guessed it.
I know.
I mean, I've had like my men's groups. Like I took, I got a, I went to this thing called the New Warrior Training Adventure with the Mankind Project. May will actually be 10 years ago. And that was a great way to support, because as a guy, I had yet to know what it was like to get support from other guys, like authentic, like accountable support. So that was like a great learning experience for me. So they've been great support as I was navigating and going through a lot of like sticky stuff. And I practice shamanism, so being able to go into realms and see my spirit guides, go see ancestors, and I'm a plant. I do plant medicine as well, so that gives me the opportunity to really, again, go to different realms, connect with source, the all, and really get to understand what's really happening. So that's been a big support, especially when I was going through when I was going through some things, and I was able to understand that we're all connected, we're all one. Like it's about frequencies, things like this. That's when things really started to shift with for me. So that was like a very powerful guide. Those things together really helped me out big time.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. Yeah, that sounds so cool. Like, I like that you've kind of reached out and found another community of men to kind of help you out. And it's funny because I was thinking, like, yeah, especially when you're younger. Yeah, I'm speaking for myself too. And, but, you know, maybe some of the friends that you had weren't like super supportive. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And
Yeah.
it's tough to really know until you go through it. Like look back, you're like,
Yes.
oh damn.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. You
Yes.
know what I mean? Like, oh man, shoot, man, I gotta
Yeah. And I
cut.
love that you also talked about your unseen guides as well, because we talk a lot about that here on Casual Temple, because you know sometimes people don't have in-person people they can go to, but there is just like a whole realm of unseen people and ancestors that are waiting for you to get a hold of them.
Thank you for bringing that. And that's one of the reasons I was really excited to be on this podcast with you and Causal Temple, because looking at the content, I was like, oh shoot, I can really just let go. You know what I mean? Like we talk about stuff that, like, you know, that's really been a support for me, because unfortunately most people have yet to really accept that these are available to us. Like, you know, I lost my mom, my not lost, but like my mom and dad have passed, they've transitioned. So in a lot of ways, like I'm still connected to them in spirit, and I get guidance from them too. So you know, it's very key for people to recognize that that's something that's available to us in a big way.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
So what would you say, you know, I know we talked about you have so much that you're doing, but if you were to tell somebody what your sort of path, either be it a spiritual path or your moral or life path or what, how would you explain what your path looks like today to somebody?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say I'm on a path to create a heartful culture of purpose-driven men that
Awesome.
vibrate authentically in their body, in their mind, and in their spirit. And that's really done through education, like being a teacher, being a facilitator, and being a shift starter. You know, you know, people are going to shift when they come around me. So that's like, it's what it is, you know, shift happens. So, and the reason being is because like, oh, for a lot of years, I really honed in on creating space. And like, after doing my work, I recognized that the reason I'm so passionate about creating space is because I was really sad and lonely as a kid. And I just felt like I didn't belong. So I always wanted to make sure I created spaces that for people that they always felt like they were home, like they had a place to go, a place to feel welcome and be heard. So like that's been a lot of my work. And you know, I'm you know, when you said, you know, you're doing a lot of things, I was like, I'm working on that. Like, 'cause like I love doing a lot of things. Like I'm learning about this like human design. I'm a manifesting generator.
Me too.
Oh, bless. Oh, high five with a pinky over there. Yes. So I'm like learning about all these things, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that makes sense, right? So I'm learning to harness, like, you know, I'll have ideas and I'll just like write them down, and then like, okay, what am I going with? You know, whereas before I was like, I have to be rigid. No, and then like I'd be all upset, like if things like fell by the wayside, but that's like my nature. Like, I did it out. All right, I'm gonna go there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, that's what. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, yeah,
Yes.
whole new world for me right now. Whole new
Yeah.
world. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm glad. Not that we're gonna derail on a human design or anything, but yeah,
Look,
definitely.
hey, we can. I'm all here. I'm here for
Yeah, it was something
it.
I heard about like a couple years ago. Like a friend of mine had mentioned it in a message board or something, and I was like, what? You know, and then but then recently I've been looking into it, and oh my goodness, like understanding like manifesting generator energy, it took such a weight off of me because of the, like, I have so many ideas. I have so many projects all at the same time. Just so many things.
It's wild.
Yes.
So do you ever
Yes.
have like an opportunity to pause and look at everything that you've done or that you're doing?
You know, Paul, I think I've done that once, but when you just mentioned it, you know, I was like, I have not done that recently. But that's a great point.
Man. So like, so quick story. So
Yeah.
I've been studying this book called The Initiation of Hermetics. And it's like I'm at this point where it's talking about creating like an occult mirror. Like so I had to write down like all these bad, like quote unquote negative traits, and then like align them to an element, and then list like what's most frequent, what's less frequent, so forth. Did the negative. Free, no problem. Get to the positive. I'm like, oh, John. Like, I don't know. So I had to pause and like really think about this, right? And like I put down productive. And I was like, man. And I just got like this thought trail of like, what am I doing right now? And I was like, oh, God. Oh, not another one. It was like, I started recognizing like, oh my goodness, like I have the things that I'm following that I'm focused on, like you know the main things, and then like I find like there's a lot of offshoots, right? Like these, and whether they're thoughts, but like what's happening with them, and I'm recognizing like, okay, I get to start pulling that in, or at least some of them in, or cutting them, because it's like if I fail to prune them or draw them in, like it's gonna drain my energy. So it's a really interesting practice right now where I am in this part of the journey. It's really
Ooh,
interesting.
that's beautiful. Yeah, I'm definitely as a great reminder to kind of pause and then reflect on, like, I actually do get stuff done. I
Yeah, you
do,
do,
you know what I mean?
right? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You gotta open up to that, like, right? Because I thought I was looking, I thought I was digging a whole bunch of shallow holes, right? Like, oh, let me start. But then I was like, oh, junk, I did finish that. It may have taken a year versus like the month I thought it could take, right? And I got it done, you know? So I'm like learning. I'm learning. I'm really getting there.
I love it. Yeah, thank you. Well, thanks
You're
for going
welcome.
down the human design manifesting generator road. That's awesome.
I'm all excited about that.
Me too. So again, so I know, you know, I talked about that you like Napoleon Hill, but a lot of your videos seem to incorporate new thought kind of ideas and concepts.
Yeah.
And can you if new thought is something that you follow, can you help the audience understand sort of like what that's about?
Well, I wanted to ask, like, because I've heard New Thought, but like when you say New Thought, is it like New Age? Like, what does that mean?
Oh, okay. It's kind of like new thought is kind of like Napoleon Hill, sort of like that sort of thinking or whatever. It's around sort of like your thoughts manifest or your thoughts
Oh,
kind of attract, right?
yeah.
So from what I got from your videos, it seems
Yes.
like that's really
Yes.
what you
So I'm all about, I'm all,
Yes.
yes, I'm New Thought.
Yeah.
I'm
Well,
all for it. Yeah, so it's, I would say I'm very much into rewiring right now. Like I get the transformation. I think the transformation is important. And I think there's a distinction between transformation and rewiring. So that's where my intention is when it comes to when I'm doing those videos about words and how we're looking at things, how we talk to ourselves, parts work, like internal family systems, looking at these types of things to really see ourselves differently. Because you know, there's a workshop I'm doing locally called Stories, and it's an opportunity for people to like, hey, tell me a story about life or love or loss, right? Hey, right in the eye. Well, I did die, I, and then like, okay, cool, pause. We're gonna move around a little bit. Now rewrite that in the third person. Cool. Now, okay, cool. Get now, go have this person read your story to you. What do you hear? And people are like, "Oh my God." Now, I did this. I wrote about this in the book, but I did this in a workshop and I saw this unravel real time. And I recognized that when we're programmed, our thoughts, like our capacity to create new thoughts, diminishes, right? Or not even diminishes, it turns off. It like deactivates. So we go by a story. We're like, okay, I did this, 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 I did this. Oh, what you want to know? I'm this. I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this. It's like, and you can, if you're, when you talk, when you get to really know someone and you practice active listening, you start to hear a person's story. Like, and the stories, we are the stories are we tell ourselves, right? So when I talk, like, so the new thought is like, okay, well, change this word. And can you say this again, but reframe that? And then they're like, why does that feel different? Well, tell me, like, what do you feel? What do you feel? What are you sensing? And it's all brain works. And that's why I think that like the way that we speak and our thoughts, like I've been very particular about words that I say. I'm practicing this, right? And especially when we I'm one of the facilitators for some for a circle of men of color called the Brotherhood of Kings. And like one of the things I'll say in our check-in is instead of like, "Hey, how you feeling?" to men, I'm like, "Hey, what are you sensing?" Because our brain takes in from all of our senses. The thing is that we the brain stores it all because again, we use a small fraction of this thing here, right? So it's collecting a lot of data. So what is it pulled to? It's pulled to whatever our story aligns to our story. Right? So we begin to see and perceive and even hear things a certain way. When we start to, like, for example, I think the video that you saw was when I was talking to people about I am versus I am experiencing. So when I say I am, because people are like, "I am this, I am this," they're doing it on one end with something positive, and they're also doing it on the same end with something negative. I'm so stupid. I'm foolish. I'm broke. I'm this, right? No, but I'm abundant in this. And then we're confusing ourselves, we're short-circuiting it. Right. So now instead, if I'm like, I'm experiencing some cash flow issues. Because you even saying that, saying rather than I'm broke, I got to come into my mind and thinking, well, if I know I'm other than broke. So what am I? Oh, well, I'm actually experiencing cash flow issues because I get paid next week. Great. Right. Like, I'm so stupid. Well, actually, I'm experiencing absent-mindedness because I knew the answer to that. I was just caught off guard. You know what I'm saying? So now all of a sudden we start to really adjust how we're even seeing things. That's why I like even words, like getting rid of the words but and should, no shoulding, like
No
things like that.
shooting.
Yeah, stop shouldn't on yourself.
That's
You know what I mean? Think
right.
about how, if you active listen to people, right? People say should like it's they're breathing air. It's bananas.
It
Like
is,
just listen to like how people talk and like I was just looked up new thought and it talked about infinite intelligence. When we start damaging or when we start talking negatively about ourselves, we're turning off our receptivity to something divine and great. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
So it's so important that we look at and pay attention to the words that we speak because they are spells. It's wow.
Didn't even like so like if I'm gonna go I don't like parties, by the way, but I'm gonna use this as an example. I'm gonna go to a party. But before I go to the party, one, I'll I'm gonna have a wonderful time and I meet new people. I'm going to, all these things. Cool. Or, oh man, I really don't want to go to this party. why did I even take reading? You know, I'm going to have a terrible time. But even then, like, even before I get to the state of even going to the party, I, you know, the thing about shitting, right? Where was it? Where did I agree to something that I didn't even want to do in the first place? You know?
Yeah, like, what brings me here?
Yes.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
brings me here? But then now I'm here. And then so I'm going to this party, but I'm casting the spell of, like, I'm going to have a wonderful time, or am I casting the spell that I'm going to go in and have a miserable time?
Yeah, that is so funky. Yeah, because so I'm like hearing this, right? And like, what's coming to mind is, like, really both of these are being said. Because, like, and this is what this is something that I get jammed up. Well, yeah, I do get jammed up about this with the spiritual community now. You know, there's so much thing on, like, you got to speak positive. You got to speak positive. You got to bring this.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is we're failing to address the root. So, like, we're saying this, but the root is like, shut your ass up, you lying mother hoo ha. You know you're not this. You know you mm-hmm. want to be home watching Netflix. You know you want to chill right now. You don't want to be here. You don't tell me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this thing is completely resisting this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying is, like, rather, like, letting both live and be like, I'm going to go and be present.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever is there is there.
Awesome. I like that. I like that.
You tell them to be present. Like, you know what? Oh, your presence, you may hear some fresh song and you'd be like, yo, I'm going to use that before the podcast. That junk is fresh.
Right.
Like,
yes. You know? That is perfect. Thanks. So I think this was some, it kind of goes together, I feel, with what you're saying. But one of your videos you mentioned, and I don't know if you put it this way, but my question was, or is, why is it important for us as human beings to understand that we're energy? Because you kind of talk about that, yeah. I feel. Yeah.
I'm going to breathe on that one. It's hitting me because before this, I did a podcast recording. We were talking about chakras.
And perfect.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
I'm telling you the secret. Yeah. Listen, 2-2.
Yep.
Two, like, come on, man. What? Anywho, back on track, right? Back on track. And what the podcast ended up coming to is that we are all energy. And I was talking about how when our chakras are off, it's also aligned with different energetic bodies that surround our physical form. So when we have something that maybe is going on with our heart chakra, like our seat of balance and giving and receiving and boundaries and unconditional love, that is represented in one of our outer or energetic bodies. Now, when we intermix and mingle with other people, it's like when you go to a party and you're like, ah, that vibe I'm getting from that person's off. But but most people would be like, ah, I'm just being foolish. When in reality, your energetic body was like, nah, son, back up.
Yeah.
No, like, I'm trying to tell you, man, that no, that person is no good for you.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, people get to understand, like, our energies know, right? Or, and sometimes even in relationships, like, if we have yet to address certain trauma, that trauma that's caught in our energetic bodies will attract a mate that is in alignment with that. So, you know, I think that's the importance of understanding that we are energy, we are frequencies. You know, it's just like it's like one of the things is like meditation and like visualization and really envisioning yourself in that, because you start to change, a person can change their frequency. Now, all of a sudden, rather than going to chase something, you're attracting it because you're aligned to it. So people start to understand, like, and it could go either way. It's like, look, it's a spectrum. You got good energy, you got bad energy. I'm not, you know, I'm free of being a judge. You know, I'm just like, I'm just noticing what's there.
Yeah.
Thing is that everything is energy, right? Like, and the more we can recognize that the energy that we put out is also what we're going to attract. It's like if we also get to recognize that if we're attracting a certain energy, then that means it lives in us in a way too. That's what's the importance about people doing more energetic work, because while it's bringing you something, it's also cleaning a person out in a lot of ways.
Right. Beautiful. Yeah. Explained very well. Thank you,
Thanks.
Paul.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're
Yeah.
welcome. Yeah, I think it's important. Thanks for asking the question. It's a great question.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure this relates to your book. But can you tell us more about your book, Heal Thy Man Method, and kind of what's all with that?
I'm so proud of that book. Proud of myself for finishing it. It all started, I mean, like, I knew I was gonna write a book. I put the goal out there to write the book in 2021. I failed to do it. I got the support of my men's group, and I actually used one of Napoleon Hill's tactics in Think and Grow Rich, sex transmutation. So I went on a I don't know if I'm Christian, but I did something called dick discipline, where I
Okay.
did do
I think I've heard of this actually.
yeah, there was like no, like, you know, there was no physical sex and really no ejaculation. So I was able to harness a lot of that creativity to create the book. And it's really interesting because as I go back, like when I did the audiobook and when I was reading through it, I was like, I don't even remember writing this. So I knew that some of the book was like from somewhere else. So not even somewhere else, but like within me and like those guys that I was telling you about. So like I really created the book because like, you know, I'm experiencing parental alienation from my sons. So like my relationship with them is strained. So my thing is like, you know, I lost my dad, not lost, but like my dad passed when I was 24. So when I got older, I was like, God, I wish he was here. I wish I knew his thoughts on this and that. So I thought about that with my sons. Like, if something were to happen and like, and they're older and they don't know, like, here's some methods. And I created the book not to be like, hey, man, you got to do it like this. No, it's about a man finding themselves. So I wrote it in three sections. I wrote the first section is called Step Into the Arena. And it's about facing the greatest opponents you ever face yourself. Like, so looking at your stories, your patterns, like the roots of all your stuff. And then I did another, the second section about mastering your mojo. So this is where, you know, I talked a lot about taking the violence of sex and turning it into more creativity, weapon into a wand. Talked about the words that we talk and speak to ourselves. I also talked about really stepping into unknown. And then the third section is called Rising to Your King. It's about really tapping into sovereign energy, building and creating support for goals and purpose, creating a mission and purpose statement. So the book is really to help. I used to be like, oh, it's for men, but like I've been getting feedback from women that like, damn, Paul, like this is like this chapter all applied to me. Some of them are like, yo, the whole book applied except for the stuff about the lingam and the penis and stuff.
Right, maybe
Yeah, like, I don't know, I skipped that. But like, it's really a book about self-awareness, and it's a book about really connecting to self in a way to be free of judgment finally, and to really see yourself and see your glory and really acknowledge your different parts. Because Marilee, I think like one of the things that and someone gave me this feedback that I'm glad it came through in the book. I want people to understand like they can be free of judgment to really understand that some of the things they think are the darkest about themselves may be the best part of themselves. Like there's like something, you know, they talk about the well of grief. Like, are you willing to go deep enough into grief or your darkness or the murkiness to get the gold? To get gold. Because there's gold in there, but the thing is most people run it like, I don't want to deal with that stuff. No, I don't know. And then when they finally do, they're like, oh my God, this has been here the whole time. You know?
Oof.
So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I was like, as you're describing your book, I'm like, yeah, it sounds like a great book. I'm gonna have to get it and read it because
Yeah.
it sounds amazing.
I've been getting great feedback. Yeah, I would love for you to get it and let me know your feedback. It's audio book too, if you want to hear the Yeah, the audiobook is fresh. It was fun too. It was fun to do.
Did
It was
you
fun.
record it with your
Yeah.
so
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, it was freaking fresh. It was so fresh, Marilee. I was like hear my voice. I was like, oh, I don't want to hear it, man. I was like,
I know
whoa, the guy
that's
that
a
does the
bad.
mixing, I was like, that was
Sounds so good.
me. I sound great. I can do this for work. Oh shit. But yeah, it was freaking cool. It was really cool.
That's
Yeah.
awesome.
Thank you.
And so I know you have your podcast that's also titled Heal Thy Man. I'm
Yeah.
assuming it's very similar topics, but can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, as a manifesting generator, this is one of the projects.
Cool.
But I again, it's like another like chronicles for my boys and other men. So I talk about a lot of things that like just like as far as like optimism, but not like optimism, like this is what you got to be, but like what it takes, like the grittiness, the resiliency to truly, and the courageousness to actually be optimistic. And then like even talking about things like fathers that are going through parental alienation, like the diaries of a deadbeat dad. Like, I just like I talk about topics that are I think are real and relevant and provide insight for men and whoever's listening really to be able to navigate their way through it. Like I think it's my main intention with the podcast was to present like men from like men that are doing extraordinary things and have men be a vessel to share wisdom rather than hold it. Men are in this mode of, or the perception is that men are competitive, when in reality, like for thousands and thousands of years, like men would go out and hunt together and be in community and love up on each other and man, support each other, like build each other and stuff. And we get away from that. Like, and I think that's by design, to have us be competitive. So I've always seen the Heal Thy Man podcast, Heal Thy Man Chronicles, as a way for men to be able to share wisdom, share their wisdom, share their stories, share their insights.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love that you're building these communities. That's so great.
Yeah. Manifesting generator.
That's right. I know you got so
Yes.
much energy and great ideas. I love it.
Yeah. And we act on it. Yay.
Yes.
Yes. It's beautiful.
So kind of speaking in that same vein, I know some of the services that you have to help support men and people is to develop positive masculinity. And I think you kind of shared some of that, but can you help us understand what you mean by positive masculinity?
I'm even gonna reframe it respectfully. I'm gonna say authentic masculinity.
Authentic.
Yeah. The reason for the reframe is we're me and the organization I work with are that I founded, co-founded Brotherhood of Kings. We want to take out the negative and positive and begin to see it as poles rather than a story or a box.
Love it.
So, they like the, because the toxic masculinity has been beat to
We get it.
we get it. All right, we understand. Okay, it's toxic, it's men. Okay. Then at the same time, it's been about the overly positive, which I think has been in alignment with an agenda to make men more feminine. So I think it's like, and then this is the thing about the poles, polarity is like men, a masculinity is the pole, right? Is the line. Then it's like there's people are all along. The thing is to get in the middle and be balanced. So when we say authentic masculinity, it's authentic masculinity, it's about a man determining what being a man is for them. Like exploring and learning as a man, what does it look like for you to love? What does it look like for you to protect and fight? What does it look like for you to create? What does it look like for you to be a sovereign, a ruler of yourself? So it's about really helping a man to break out of the box to help him become an authentic man and really embody authentic masculinity. And I like the fact that we're using more of a masculinity term rather than men, because it's going more along with the law of gender, and masculinity and femininity.
That's right.
Everyone's got it, you know what I mean? Like, and it's energetic. So even though I'm in my physical body, I'm a man, I still get to take on feminine characteristics and traits and energies to support the masculine energies within me. And that's what being authentic masculinity is. It's free of being like, oh, you're acting like a what's the not or this or that. No, it's about like, okay, so what does that look like for you? You know, and what kind of stereotype, what story are you aligning to? And is that really your story? Because like a lot of masculinity is either told, or like what it is to be a man is curated by either the family, the culture, or media. So like your story of what it is to be a man and be masculine, is that your story really? Or is it in one of those three categories? It's okay if it is. It's just about a man being aware.
Being aware.
You know?
Perfect.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more, because I do see it as like, we all kind of have the gender qualities. We all have those in us, male and female. And I'll even speak for myself, like something around sort of understanding my masculine qualities of like, standing, like standing up for yourself, speaking up, really inhabiting who I am and like putting that forward, which
Yeah.
was always kind of rough and hard for me. But in speaking to some of like even like something as much as, when speaking with other men that I worked with and how they would just like walk into a room and like in the with their manager meeting and like, you need to pay me more, like that kind of stuff, and I was like, what? Blew my mind. Like, you can just do that, and then that's when I was like, yeah, you can't, you just like it's not just them, you can do it too.
Yeah,
So yeah.
exactly. It's like, it's so, and that's such a great example, right? Because it's like there's taking the masculine and the feminine and making it more right and left brain. So, like, our left brain, more analytical, right? Like, it controls the right side, which is said to be the masculine. So, like, if I'm going in to be like, I want more money, I got to have a strategy in my head. And be analytical, like what would warrant more money? Well, I did this. Okay, locked in the barrel. Now you also got to take the right side of the brain, which is creative, it's intuitive. Okay, like, okay, how do I want to say it? What's the tone? When do I go? Do I go after lunch when he's in a food coma? Like, do I, like, huh? Right? So now it's like I'm using everything to be able to, like, hey, you know what? I've been doing this and this. I want a raise. You know what? You get one. Sometimes they're going in there like, give me a raise. You'd be like, excuse me. You're fired coming in here like that. Come on, man. You better watch yourself. You know what I mean? So it's all, again, it's a mixture. And that's, again, contributes to the authentic masculinity. Still being assertive rather than aggressive. And at the same time, like, having an iron fist with a velvet glove. So it's a very interesting balance.
Ooh, yeah. Again, beautifully explained. Thank you. So articulate, and yeah, I like how you applied both. Oh, that was good. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Yeah, cool.
So I know you kind of mentioned, I think you have an event coming up, but do you have any other projects or events that you would like for us to know about?
Yes.
Of
So
course.
a couple of, like, most of my programs and offerings are for men. So for men, all the men out there that are listening to this, so I have a program right now called Step Into the Arena. There's two phases of it. There's a shorter version, which is 7 weeks, and then there's a longer version, which is going into 14 weeks. And basically, it's stepping the self. So it's really looking at and rewiring stories, looking at patterns. It's a game. It's a shifter. It's going to shift people. And it's to be. I'm always about being transparent. And I prefer to be transparent about this. It ain't for the faint of heart. So it's for people that have started to do the work or have been in therapy. It's not working for you. This is the thing to do. It's time to come to the arena. Also coming out in March online, we're going to be doing something called Soul Speak Mastery. which is a conscious communication course. This is co-ed. I'm excited for it. It's a course I designed called Connectus. It's based around nonviolent communication, bringing in spirit. So this is like if people are having difficulty like expressing yourself, you're in a relationship, you're like, my girlfriend or boyfriend just doesn't understand and hear what I'm saying, then this is the course for you. Or if you just want to get better with like any negative self-talk that you're experiencing, this is a course for you. So that's going to be out in March. I think the start date is either end of March or beginning of April. So that's coming out. And then we offer online circles for men of color with the Brotherhood of Kings. The website is BROTHAHOOD of Kings at gmail.com. Oh, at www.brotherhoodofkings.com. That's it. Yeah, got it. Yeah, so you can go to the website and then get access. And then you can also go to my website too, healthymanmethod.com. That's where you see all the programs, latest installs and latest programs coming up.
Oof, wonderful. Yeah. What good, great things that you well thought out communities for people, places for people to be and express themselves. I love that you put that together.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's been good service. I appreciate it.
Yes.
It's good expression for me too. Cause I got a lot, you know how it is. I got a lot of things up in this head, man.
Good. Get it out.
You know,
I do that, know.
I can't imagine how many journals you have. I got like three. my room. I got seven. It's like, oh my God. Oh, I gotta write this down.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I feel that. Well, yeah, thanks, Paul. I love, again, like people definitely check out Paul. You do live streams all the time. When do you do them? You seem to do them, like you do them all the time. They're great.
Yeah. I've been working on when is going to be my schedule. So
it's okay.
Going to be, I know there's going to be one on Saturday mornings and then one on Wednesday evening and then probably on Monday night as well. So I'm looking to do three live streams. It's all part of this course I took called Technically Speaking. So like this is the integration and it's like really helped me work on my frame thought, coordinate my ideas because like I want to speak. Like I like speak. And I know I can get paid to speak. And plus like even whether I get paid or not, like I get paid in the energy because people are like, dude, can you say that again? Like, yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You got questions?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So it's good practice.
Yeah, I know. I know it's so cute because, like, when you open up, you're like, "Okay, get my reps in."
Yes. Yes. Get the reps in.
Get the reps in. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yes.
I love it. So committed. Well, oh, thanks, Paul. You're such a delight. So, kind of the last thing we leave our a lovely audience with are some words of wisdom. Not that you haven't already given us so much, but what kind of words of wisdom would you like to leave us with today?
Oh man. Be curious with yourself. Be curious. When a person goes into the space of curiosity, they're like kid, they're childlike. They're really never fearful of anything. They're curious. They want to know more. They want to get to be kind of go in and see what's up. They're never judging. They're just like experiencing what the experience is. And I invite people to be curious with yourself because the only person that's going to save you is you. And the greatest gift that you have is you. So please, please, please take care of yourself. Harness yourself. Because you doing that uplifts us all, best believe, and blessings to you always. Thank you.
Yes, beautiful. Yeah, I love, you know, I never even considered be curious with your own self. That is wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh. It's been a pleasure. It's been so much fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yes, yeah. Paul, you're amazing. Yeah, everybody definitely check out Paul's videos. You're a delightful guest. Thank you so much for being on.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Appreciate
Thank you. You.
It was my honor having the wonderful Paul Randolph Newell on the show today. Please see the show notes to check out his book, Heal Thy Man Method, and definitely check out his amazing YouTube channel and podcasts. Supporting the Casual Temple is easy. Do remember to like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. It really helps us grow. Thank you for listening and being an important part of the Casual Temple.